Nearly 200 people marched yesterday in Atlanta to protest a big pipeline project in North Dakota. It's the North Dakota Access Pipeline Project, and as Tasneem Shama reports, the protesters were concerned about the impact of that project and other environmental issues with the coming change in the White House.
Defund the pipeline!
The protesters want Atlanta-based SunTrust Bank to stop financing the pipeline project in North Dakota. Activist Everett Thompson says what's happening there is tied to Georgia, where there's debate over two pipeline projects.
Wherever and whomever is in the office, not just on a federal level, but on the state level, we're going to continue to fight because we know the climate change is real.
Will Mason brought a small wind turbine to the protest. He says with the Trump administration,
we need broad coalition building. We need to be in solidarity. We need to recognize that we're all members of the working class. That's what we have in common. We need a clean environment, and that's what it's about.
The Palmetto Pipeline, which was to run along Georgia's coast, is on hold. State lawmakers have put a moratorium on petroleum pipeline construction here, but a proposed natural gas pipeline in West Georgia is in development. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.